Well, it's really exciting today to have an episode of Meet the Bible Characters. And we're going to meet three Bible characters from Acts chapter 9, which is our reading today, which Cordy's going to read to us in just a moment. So let's start with a prayer, and then let's meet the Bible characters. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we look at the story of Peter and Aeneas and Dorcas today, we do pray that you'd help us to understand this passage well. In Jesus' name, amen. So if you'd like to come to the front, I'm going to invite Aeneas and Dorcas and Peter to come and join us. I'll move to this microphone. Is that working? Yeah, perfect. Thank you. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, would you like to give a big round of applause for Aeneas? Now, Aeneas is going to sit here, and Dorcas is going to sit here, and Peter is going to sit here. A big round of applause for Dorcas, please. Well done. Hi there, Dorcas. How are you today?
Good.
Great. How are you today, Aeneas?
Good.
Good. Glad to hear that. And Peter, come on up. It's great to see you as well. Well, it's really exciting to be able to meet the Bible characters today from Acts 9. We're going to have the reading in just a moment's time. But first of all, it's just such a privilege to have an apostle with us in church today. I mean, Peter, you're a fisherman turned disciple. You featured in the Gospels in all sorts of ways. You've also got your own letters in the Bible, and you're featuring today in the book of Acts. So it's just great to see you, which we're looking at Acts today. How would you like to sum up your life, Peter?
Well, Charlie, it's been full of ups and downs. I had the privilege of knowing Jesus and being one of his closest disciples. I was with him on the Mount of Transfiguration when his face shone like the sun and his clothes became white as light. But I also got it very wrong. There was a time that Jesus said, "Get behind me, Satan," when I wanted a Christ without a cross. And then that terrible time that I denied him three times just before he was killed.
I remember that story, but he's so kind, isn't he? I remember that he forgave you after his resurrection, and he said something like, "Feed my sheep." He let you carry on.
Yes. Yes, he's so kind and forgiving. He's the Lord of second chances.
Fantastic. Well, I guess since he went up to heaven and since the end of the Gospels, I guess there wasn't much happening after that. I guess it's all been pretty quiet.
No, not at all. You see, that's the story of the book of Acts. And that's what we need to learn today. Jesus is still at work. Let me repeat, Jesus is still at work. Luke wrote his first book to show what Jesus began to do and teach. And the second book, Acts, to show what Jesus is still continuing to do by his Spirit through his word. Jesus is still at work, and he's still at work in your day, 2021.
Fantastic. Well, the book of Acts is so exciting, and I can see that we've got Dorcas here, one of the characters. She's doing some sewing, and I think Aeneas might have fallen asleep over here. But it's great to be looking at the story of the book of Acts together. Tell us more about these days of the book of Acts.
Sure, I'd be glad to do that. Well, we had the coming of the Holy Spirit, which I think you guys are remembering today at Pentecost. And God gave us boldness to share the good news around Jerusalem and Judea. And I had the privilege of standing up and speaking on the day of Pentecost, and thousands of people became believers.
Wow. But it wasn't all easy, was it?
No, not at all. There were amazing healings and the word spread, but soon there were difficult times. Satan was at work, and the church nearly went off the rails three times. First, there were bad things going on in the church.
Bad things in the church. You're talking about Ananias and Sapphira. They were lying to the Holy Spirit.
Exactly. And second, there was the drama with the widows.
That was when the apostles got distracted from preaching the word because of all the practicalities.
Yes. And third, there was a massive persecution.
Persecution? You mean that people were really horrible to the Christians and started throwing things at them? Wow, a persecution. That must have been so hard. Did that stop the church from growing?
No, persecution normally grows the church. The gospel spread throughout Samaria, mainly through Philip. And that brings us to our story today.
Ah, yes, Philip. We looked at him the last couple of weeks. Now, Peter, why don't we pause our little chat and why don't we invite Cordy up to the front? And she's going to read the first part of our story today. So over to Cordy. And if you've got a Bible at home or here in the building, this is Acts chapter 9, verses 32 to 35, and it'll come on our screen as well. Thank you.
As Peter travelled about the country, he went to visit the Lord's people who lived in Lydia. There he found a man named Aeneas, who was paralysed and had been bedridden for 8 years. "Aeneas," Peter said to him, "Jesus Christ heals you. Get up and roll up your mat." Immediately, Aeneas got up, and all those who lived in Lydia and Sharon saw him and turned to the Lord.
Wow, thanks, Cordy, so much. That is an amazing story. And here's Aeneas. Aeneas is a man. That's why he's got this special guitar t-shirt on and his hat. And Aeneas is now lying on his mat on this table here. Let's get to know Aeneas a little bit. Peter, can you tell us a bit more about this amazing day with Aeneas? And then later on, we'll meet Dorcas as well.
Sure. I was out and about strengthening the Christians.
Oh, yeah. We saw that in the verse, didn't we? As Peter traveled about the country, he went to visit the Lord's people who lived in Lydda? Where's Lydda?
I've got a map, actually.
Let's have a look at the map. Here's a map. Now, I'm not sure if everyone in the room can see this. There's the coast running some... Yeah, you really can't see that. You have to watch on YouTube afterwards. But those of you back at home, you can see this map really clearly. Tell us what the gospel's doing.
Well, sure. The gospel had gone from Jerusalem to Judea, and actually right up as far as Galilee, which, of course, is where I came from and where I first met Jesus.
Okay, great.
But here's Lydda. You'll find it on Google Maps today called Lod. It's just outside Tel Aviv, what we used to call Joppa or Jaffa.
Jaffa. Hang on. Jaffa. Is that where the Jaffa cakes come from?
Not really. The oranges that they use, Jaffa oranges, are named after it. But the Jaffa cakes are made in Stockport, Manchester, at the McVitie factory.
In Manchester. Okay, a little bit more closer to home. Well, I'm sorry about that. Do carry on.
Yes, where was I? Lydda. Yes, Aeneas and Dorcas. Let me tell you about Aeneas.
Okay, here he is.
There was this man called Aeneas. He'd been laying in bed for 8 years.
8 years? That sounds great. Very comfy. Just chilling out?
No, he was paralyzed.
Oh, sorry. Wow. He can't move his arms or his legs at all. Maybe little movements today, but... what did you do?
Well, I just spoke to him, and Jesus healed him.
What did you say?
I said, "Aeneas, Jesus Christ heals you. Get up and roll up your mat."
And what happened?
Well, Aeneas will show you.
Hang on. This looks dangerous. Aeneas is walking and rubbing his eyes. And this is incredible. Hang on. He's rolling up his mat and taking a seat. Hang on. Are you sure this just isn't a trick, Peter? Was this just all make-believe?
No, seriously. Everyone in the area knew Aeneas. And when they saw him walking around, nearly the whole neighborhood became Christians.
Wow, he's jumping for joy and all sorts of things. Actually, I wonder if this reminds us of any other people in the Bible.
It does. I wonder, does anyone here remember another paralyzed man that got healed?
Anyone out there remember any other paralyzed men that got healed? Have a think, have a chat with your neighbor. Any of the kids? I can see some of the adults have remembered someone. Think of it. Yeah, William. Hang on.
When the person who couldn't walk and then he could walk again.
Couldn't walk and then he could walk again. That's absolutely right. Let's give William a round of applause. Absolutely. Do you remember he came down through the roof, didn't he? Yeah, that's amazing.
Yes, up in Capernaum, where I came from, Jesus healed a paralyzed man. He actually did it a couple of other times too. And like in Jesus' time on earth, God used it to bring people to know more about him. So Jesus was still at work in Lydda, even when he was up in heaven.
Okay, so this is 2,000 years ago, we're in Lydda, and a paralyzed man has been healed. But what do you think we can learn just for our little church here in Huntingdon from this story?
Well, like I said at the start, Jesus is still at work. Here's the first lesson. Jesus is still at work bringing people to himself.
When you say Jesus is still at work, are you saying that we should expect paralyzed people here in Huntingdon to just get out of their wheelchairs and walk?
Possibly. But actually, these kinds of miracles are quite rare, even in the Bible. And even if God doesn't choose to use amazing miracles, Jesus is still at work organizing events to get people to come to him, like those people living in Lydda. You're going to hear more from Rod shortly, and he'll share his story.
Great. Look forward to hearing from Rod. So Jesus is still bringing people to himself today. That's really encouraging. And I guess as a church that's focusing on our hopes and dreams, that's a really important thing for us to bear in mind.
Yes, be encouraged. We couldn't see Jesus in Lydda, but he was still at work, and loads of people became Christians.
Well, that was just the first half of the story. We've got Aeneas, who's now using his new hands to be able to do some sewing. And we're going to meet Dorcas as well. She's sitting here very patiently. Can we move on to her story now? And this is where we get to meet Dorcas, so this is really exciting. Now, what a privilege having an apostle here at Stukely Meadows Primary School. I mean, you don't meet an apostle every day, do you? And to hear these stories right back in the early church of these incredible miracles. Well, Peter, can I ask? This story about Aeneas, I mean, are you sure it really happened? A paralyzed man who, his legs, his hands, they weren't working, walking about and being able to do sewing and all sorts of things. I mean, did it really happen?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, it gets even more amazing in the next part of the story.
Okay, brilliant. Well, let's have Cordy up to the front and let's listen to the second half of the story. We move from Aeneas to Dorcas. Here we go.
In Joppa, there was a disciple named Tabitha. In Greek, her name was Dorcas. She was always doing good and helping the poor. About that time, she became ill and died. Her body was washed and placed in an upstairs room. Lydda was near Joppa, and so the disciples heard Peter was in Lydda. They sent two men and urged him, "Please come at once." Peter went with them, and when he arrived, he was taken upstairs to the room. All the widows stood around him, crying and showing the robes and other clothes that Dorcas had made while she was still with them. Peter sent them all out of the room, got down on his knees and prayed. Turning to the dead woman, he said, "Tabitha, get up." And she opened her eyes, and seeing Peter, she sat up. He took her by the hand and helped her to her feet. And then he called for the believers, especially the widows, and presented her to them alive. This became known all over Joppa, and many people believed in the Lord. Peter stayed in Joppa for some time with a tanner named Simon.
Fantastic. Thanks, Cordy, so much. Well, let's have this acted out as well. So here's Dorcas. Dorcas, if you want to lie down here.
Come here, Dorcas.
Now, Peter, so that was Aeneas. Aeneas was paralyzed. Is Dorcas paralyzed as well?
No, she's dead.
Oh, sorry. Wow. She's died. This is terrible. Look, I'm really sorry.
Yeah, let me explain. This lady is called Dorcas or Tabitha.
Dorcas, why does she have two names?
Well, both names mean gazelle, one of those speedy mountain antelopes. Tabitha is Aramaic, my language, while Dorcas is Greek. Anyway, the name doesn't matter. The thing is, she was an incredible lady. She was always helping the poor, particularly the widows. There wasn't any money from the government, so if people didn't have a husband or a family, they didn't have any money. And how could they buy clothing or bedding? Well, Dorcas made it for them out of her own kindness. And she was doing this nearby. She was doing this over there in nearby Joppa when I was in Lydda.
Just neighboring town. That's a bit of a coincidence, right?
Well, I don't really believe in coincidences. I think Jesus was at work getting me where he wanted me. Remember, Jesus is still at work.
Jesus is in heaven. He's left the planet, but he's still at work. So what happened next?
I went with these guys to Joppa. where Dorcas had been laid in an upper room.
Okay, here we are in the upper room. Why an upper room? I mean, is that where they normally put dead bodies?
No, it's not normal. But twice in the Old Testament, in the time of Elijah and Elisha, there was a dead body in an upper room that came back to life. So I think the guys already had an idea of what was coming.
Well, what did you do?
Well, I went up there, and there's crying, and there's wailing. Everyone was devastated that Dorcas had died, especially the widows who she had been helping.
What happened next?
Let me show you. Kids, I sent everyone out of the room.
Kids, look at this. Look at this.
And I prayed to Jesus. And I turned towards Dorcas or Tabitha, and I said, Tabitha kum.
Hang on. Tabitha kum. I don't speak Aramaic. What does that mean?
Oh, it means Tabitha. Get up.
Tabitha kum. Okay, that rings a bell from somewhere. Hang on, what happened next?
She opened her eyes.
Her eyes, Aeneas, come and look, take a look at this. Kids, socially distanced, come and have a quick. She's moving! Is she moving? I mean, she's moving! She's stretching! She was dead! Martha, quick! Come and have a look!
Whoa!
Is she alive?
She's alive. Wow. So, hang on. Peter, this is amazing. You are amazing.
No, it wasn't me. It was Jesus. I was praying to him.
Well, then what?
I gave her my hand.
Yeah.
And I helped her up.
Wow. Look at this. This is amazing. That also rings a bell from somewhere. A girl who was dead, alive, and helped up, given a hand and helped up to live and to stand and to walk.
Yes. Jesus did this exact thing with Jairus' daughter when he raised her from the dead.
Oh, we've got that in our Bible in Luke chapter 8. Jesus held her by the hand and he lifted her up and he said, Talitha kum. And you held her by the hand and you raised her up and you said, Tabitha kum. Do you think it's deliberate that the words are so close?
Maybe not. But the point is that Jesus was at work the first time, and Jesus was at work the second time. They were both raised from the dead by Jesus.
Okay, wow. So what happened to Dorcas? I mean, I'd love to find out. I guess she would have written a blog or got a Hollywood blockbuster made out of this or something.
No, she just kept on making clothes for people.
Look, here she is. She's still sewing. It's incredible.
The really important thing is what happened next, verse 42. This became known all over Joppa, and many people believed in the Lord.
Okay, so this is amazing. So the good news is spreading. What's the lesson for us here in Huntingdon today?
Well, I think it's the same as the first point, but slightly different. Jesus is still at work bringing people to himself. And Jesus is still at work getting his people exactly where he wants them. God got me to the right place, to Lydda, so Aeneas could be healed. Lydda is near to Joppa, so Dorcas could be raised. Joppa is near to Caesarea, so that Cornelius could be saved.
Cornelius? Who's that?
Well, you have to tune in next week to Zoom.
Okay. We'll meet Cornelius on Zoom next week. Okay, great.
But you see, you as a church are trying to figure out your next steps for outreach, and that's a great thing. But maybe you don't need to overanalyze it too much, because God has a great plan. Stay faithful to him. Keep praying, keep talking about the good news. He'll have you in just the right place at the right time. He doesn't make mistakes. He organizes everything perfectly. You'll hear that in Rod's story later in the service too.
That is really encouraging. So God doesn't make mistakes. He's got us just where he wants us.
But remember these things. Jesus is still at work, bringing people to himself and getting his people exactly where he wants them. He doesn't make mistakes.
Fantastic. Well, Peter, thank you so much. It's been great to have you here on Meet the Bible Characters and Aeneas and Dorcas. Should we give them a little round of applause? Thank you so much. Maybe, Peter, since you're here with us today, maybe you could just do us the privilege of praying for our church.
Sure.
Before we close. Thank you.
Absolutely. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray for Christ Church Huntingdon. Please help us to remember that Jesus is still at work, bringing people to himself and getting his people exactly where he wants them. May this encourage the adults and the children to be brave and bold sharing the good news this week, knowing that Jesus is still at work. Amen.
Amen.